This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote in parliamentary and presidential elections. Shortly after the vote, Tsai Ing-wen said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. Taiwanese citizens said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification with the mainland. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake earlier this week. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a mistake and have called for an investigation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump identified one of the facilities in a Fox News Channel interview late on Friday.
We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad.
You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.